Some of the vermin had clambered out of the ditch and scrambled back to report the disaster to Fallug. The weasel whom he had promoted to captain, Grach, shook his head.
Zwill ain't gonna like this, chief.
Fallug peered across the ram. It lay at an odd angle, its point dipping down into the ditch.
I knows what Zwill ain't going to like. Can't you lift it over that ditch?
Grach shook his head.
We could if we wasn't under attack, chief. But every time we shows our faces out in the open, we takes a right pounding off those beasts on the wall top. And another thing, have you seen the pile of rubble they've tipped in front of the gate? Take my word, it'd take us 10 seasons to try and charge around through that little lot. So, what's your orders, chief? What do we do now?
Fallug sat on the ground, scratching at his tail. Zwilt's plan had fallen flat, and he would either have to find a solution or answer to Zwilt on his return. Irately, he stalled for time.
Well, give me time to think up a plan, will ya? I don't like being rushed.
Grach shrugged.
All right, but what do I tell all these revgers to do while you're thinking, chief?
A sudden ghost of an idea flashed into Fallug's head.
Call the ram crews off. Tell them to join up with the slingers and archers. Don't stop attacking. Keep the red wallers' heads down. Pepper the wall top and don't stop. Once it goes dark, we'll make our move.
Grach smiled slyly.
And what will that be, chief?
Fallug leapt up, shaking with temper.
It ain't none of your business. You just carry out orders, see?
Zwilt and his four ravagers had concealed themselves in the deserted orchard. The tall sable knew he could not make a move until the attack and the battering ram were fully underway. Chewing on a near-ripe russet apple, he watched from a spot where he could see the defenders on the west wall. They were all able-looking beasts. Two hares, two big hedgehogs, a brawny otter, and a fair number of armed Gowsham shrews and abbey beasts. Added to that was a solid-looking mole armed with a warhammer, and finally, the huge young badger. Any beast with only four at his command would be committing suicide going against such odds. However, Zwilt was growing impatient. He flung the half-eaten apple from him. What were Fallug and all those other ravagers up to? Why could he not hear the booming thuds of a battering ram pounding the abbey gates? Had something gone amiss with his plan? The tall sable turned to his vermin escort, explaining his next move to avoid any mistakes.
Listen carefully. I need to know what's happening on the other side of the west wall. The only way I see of doing that is to get inside the abbey. I can look out one of those high windows. From there, I'll be able to judge what's happening at the main gate. You four follow me. There should be hardly any beast inside. They're all out on the walls, but we'll take no chances. Go quietly, keep your eyes open, and guard my back.